Hi, Ragini again, and welcome to Module 3, Part 2, The River Again. Are you traveling in the right direction on the river? How can you know? This is the exploration for Part 2. The flow's first defining characteristic, as we saw in the last part, is that it moves. The flow moves. Now we're going to see that it moves in a certain direction, as most things do in life. And that it moves in a certain pattern. So you see, this little guy has a lot of things around that have patterns on them and that are engaged in moving in certain directions. This is what the flow does, and this is what we're going to look at right now. The flow has its own agenda. It has a direction and a pattern that it uses that is completely impersonal. It has nothing whatsoever to do with you. And this is one of the first points that most of us do not like to hear and find it difficult to take in, chew, and swallow and digest. So that's okay if you're having some objections to it. You and the flow's agenda. You cannot alter this direction and pattern. And yet, you can't really ignore it because it impacts the flow, which is part of what we're talking about, you getting more comfortable with moving actually in tandem with that flow. You can't wrestle the direction and the pattern of the flow to the ground and say, aha, I won, I have you pinned. The flow must now stop and go the direction I want it to. No, that is a useless task because it is not dependent on your likes and dislikes, and you cannot alter it. This is one of the facticities that you're learning in this training. The flow's agenda is that it flows between polar opposites, just like any river flows back and forth between its left and right banks. So in some ways, the river of life is showing itself to you in the actual rivers that flow right here on our planet. This is why I suggested in last part one, take some time to go sit by a river. There might be many learnings and insights ready to come up and show themselves to you. The hidden pattern inside this flow is unavoidable because of its creators, and guess who they are? The torrid love affair between opposites, which means they are inseparable, and impermanence itself. The interaction between impermanence and the love affair between opposites is what creates this unavoidable and unchangeable pattern. This hidden pattern creates a direction. The flow between polar opposites, because of this, has a specific direction that cannot be changed. And this is one of the most fundamental insights that you're going to get from step two of this process. How does the flow actually go? This is so enlightening. It goes from the strengths. Remember your map you drew in the last module. The flow goes from the strengths of one pole down to its own weaknesses. And then it flows from those weaknesses up to the strengths of the opposite pole. So in actuality, it looks like this. It goes from I use trust and doubt here. It goes from the strengths of trust down to the weaknesses, and then from the weaknesses up to the strengths of doubt. All right, let's look again. Then what does it do? Then it flows from the strengths of that pole down to its own weaknesses and then back up to the strengths of the opposite pole. So here's how it looks once again. It goes from the strengths of doubt down to its own weaknesses, and then it goes from the weaknesses up to the strengths of the opposite pole. So you see those arrows. This is the direction of the flow. Why does it happen that way? Well, think about it for a moment. Change. Everything that comes into existence must change. That means all the strengths that you love cannot remain permanent. They are going to change, and they change into the weaknesses. Good news, they can't remain permanent either. So in this difficulty, some of the questions that we ask, does the flow care about you specifically? The answer is yes, and paradoxically, no. Paradox once again. Does the flow care about you? Well, it sees you as part of a larger system. So its relationship to you is impersonally personal, or if you prefer, personally impersonal. It is definitely a paradoxical connection. The flow's job is to fulfill the larger living system's goals. You've run into this before. The goal of balancing, the goal of renewal, and the goal of optimal expansion for the whole and the part. So the expansion that occurs in life, the changes that occur, it is said from the mystic perspective to be optimal for the expansion of the whole, and it doesn't forget about you and your own expansion as well. So there's a rhythm of this balancing that's constantly in motion. So where is the drive to balance? Where is it? How come it goes in this different direction? Well, you can see that the drive to balance, we're going to look at in just a moment, is hidden in the diagonals on your map. So let's look at this truth, the balance. For each weakness that you have written on the lower part of your map always appears in the opposite pole's strengths. Now, I've been doing this work for a long time, and I have seen this to be the case over and over and over again, so much so that I don't even look anymore. I just know that the balance for each weakness always appears in the opposite pole. So look here and see if you look from the weaknesses of other up to the strengths. You can see, you can pause the video here and just take a minute and look and see that the weaknesses all have their balance showing up in the strengths of self on the diagonal. So pause the video and take a look at that yourself to verify. Okay, let's look at it the other way now. Let's look at the weaknesses of self. Where does the balance come when you're stuck in those? Well, the flow naturally carries you up to the strengths of the opposite pole, in this case, to other. So when you've been in self too long, the flow, if you allow it to guide you, will take you into the strengths of the opposite pole. Isn't that amazing? It's quite something. Again, pause the video and take a look at this for yourself to verify it. Now, what I want you to do is take your hand, okay, and cover up everything that you've got on the bottom of your map that you created. And look at what's left, the strengths of both of the poles that you like. Well, this is the way we would like life to be, only the strengths and no weaknesses. And this is what our unconscious mind is striving to create in our life, the presence of all the strengths permanently and the absence of all the weaknesses permanently. Whether you agree with it or not consciously, that is what the unconscious mind is wanting to do. Now, take your hand and cover up all of the strengths on your map. These are the things that your unconscious mind, because of the direction filter, remember, we're being driven by that. These are the things that your unconscious mind wants you to avoid at all costs for many reasons, which we'll go into later in a few of the other steps. But just notice, what would it be like if you felt that this was what you had to deal with all the time, right? This is what your unconscious mind says no to. Let's get rid of that. Okay? All right. This rhythm of balancing in motion is a natural event. Balancing happens naturally if we could only let it unfold, but we are always ready to interrupt it because we don't want to experience those weaknesses. This is so important to begin to really understand, because this is something that you can change, your relationship to what's on that loop that you wrote down. So what's the best guideline for a peaceful journey? Pack willingness in your suitcase. It's one of the major things you want to take with you on this journey. Why? You want to be willing to perceive the unpleasant, scary parts of your dilemma. That's what's on the bottom. And sometimes for people, what's also on the top. Perceive whatever is unpleasant, scary to you as valuable and helpful, like a butler here to serve you. The wisdom in your discontent is sitting inside of those experiences. You want to learn how to say yes to experiencing the weaknesses and or the strengths that frighten you. And that's what you're going to be able to do, or at least deeply understand why you're unwilling to do it, by the end of the 6 steps. Okay, here's your homework. What drives the hidden pattern in the flow? Can you change its direction and make it go a different way? What is the direction of the flow? What's the best way to handle the interdependent polar pair's weaknesses? What is the rhythm of balancing per the mystic eye, not your mind's eye, but the mystic eye? And does the flow of life care about you? Interesting questions to contemplate. Okay, see you in the next video. Much love.